today, it's a great pleasure to have with us the U.S. Army Field Band Bass Clarinet Quartet. And here they are to perform one of several numbers. You've got the Bass Clarinet Quartet from the U.S. Army Field Band, and I'm so happy that they're able to be here this morning. And before I forget, I want to thank Master Sergeant Brian T. Sakawa, did I get that right? I did, for helping to arrange this morning's performance, as well as my old friend Sarah Schramm for helping as well. I don't have her title. Sergeant? First Class? Sarah Schramm. And now let's meet the four clarinetists that are here, and we'll give you some information to help you get to know them and just understand where they're from. I think you guys are heading to Ohio tonight, if memory serves. But let's start with you. Reese, I think, is our first member.
Good morning. I'm Sergeant Major Reese McCullough. I'm originally from Seattle, Washington, and I've been a clarinetist in the concert band of the Army Field Band since 2001.
Terrific. And when did you first learn of the opportunity to play?
I first heard about the field band in college when I was a graduate student at the University of Michigan, and at that time I was taking auditions and was seeking out any opportunity I could to make a living playing my instrument, playing the clarinet, and I found out about the field band.
Terrific. Well, it's nice to meet you. Thanks for your service.
Thank
and
you.
For being here. And next, we're pointing to Jennifer, who will go next. Master Sergeant Jennifer Everhart, hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us here today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from a small town in North Carolina, Thomasville, North Carolina. I went to school at Furman University for music education, which is in South Carolina, and then went on to Indiana University for my master's degree. I've been in the concert. I play clarinet in the concert band. I've been in the band for almost 15 years.
Now, some people are trying to imagine what a bass clarinet looks like. I'm going to put a picture of this quartet up on our Facebook page in a moment. But these instruments are tallest than the largest of saxophones. They're skinny, like clarinets, but they do have that kind of sax-like curve to them. When did you start? I assume you traditionally played a conventional clarinet and found this instrument. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, so I started playing the B-flat clarinet, which is what most of us think of, the soprano clarinet, in sixth grade, and I didn't pick up the bass clarinet until I was in graduate school, and I fell in love with the instrument. So it's made of wood, just like a traditional clarinet. A lot of people do mistake it for a saxophone because of the shape, but it is like elongated a bit. It's an octave lower than the clarinet, so that's why what you're hearing today is definitely pitched lower. And I love it. It's about in the same range as a cello, so it's got a very large range, about a 4-octave range on the instrument. So we're able to do so much with this group. So I love the instrument.
Yeah, and the timbre and tone is unmistakably a clarinet as opposed to a saxophone. You can really hear that. Well, thank you for your service and
thank
for
you.
Being here. We're going to go to Staff Sergeant Mikey Arbulo.
Good morning.
Now, is it Arbulo?
It's Arbulo.
Arbulo.
Yes.
And Michael, tell me about yourself.
I'm originally from Cooper City, Florida. I did my undergrad at the University of Florida in music education as well. And then I went and did my master's and doctorate at the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music. I've been in the band for a year and a half now, and it's been a really great experience.
Do you know roughly how many professional musicians are in the United States Army? I don't mean to ask a question like that, but it must be, how many are in the field band?
Sure. Our concert band is about 60 people, and then the soldiers' chorus is about another 20 to 25.
Okay, that's helpful, but just that much to know that, because some of the finest musicians, just like a city, would have a fine symphony orchestra or other professional performance group. In addition to bringing entertainment to communities, there also are more formal duties that can occur across the Army, I would imagine.
Right, and we feel that in our unit, music is probably the best and most effective way to connect with American people and connect the Army with the citizens of the country.
Yeah, it's a fine mission. So finally, we have a Pittsburgher that we're going to say hello to, and that's Sergeant First Class Kevin Awalko. Hello.
Yes, good morning.
And you're from Bethel Park.
Yes, South Hills.
And tell us your story.
So I'm from the South Hills, born and raised here, and I went to Duquesne University for my music education undergrad, and then ended up at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, for a master's in performance.
Wow. So they cover across their colleges alone and birthplaces, I think you all cover at least 10 states. I wasn't counting precisely, but a good portion of the country. And I'll bet with the Army Field Band in its entirety, you probably cover all 50 and maybe even beyond that. So thank you so much for being here. What was the name of the first selection that you played?
It was a Scherzo Humoresque by Prokofiev. It was originally for four hands piano, and a group out of Eastman did it on four bassoons called the Breaking Winds Bassoon Quartet, and they're fantastic, and I thought it would work for us, so I arranged it for us.
Excellent. And let's talk about the next two selections that you're going to play, just so people know what to anticipate.
Sure. So the next thing that we're going to play is an arrangement of mine as well. It is called The Stumble of the Bumble. It's going to be very familiar to all listeners, hopefully. It's Rimsky-Korsakov redone. So I want you to imagine a bumblebee in the dead of winter in Pittsburgh, maybe just waking up on one of these 60-degree days, and it is kind of confused about what's going on, and it attempts flight right after Sergeant Arbulo plays a little intro cadenza, and the flight doesn't go so well. So he comes crashing to a halt on a unison low C, which is our lowest note. So all four of us are just going to play as loud and proud as we can. And then after a little bit of stumbling around, he tries to take flight again. You'll get a feel of the transcription of what the flight of the bumblebee should be on these four instruments.
And then you're going to follow that with?
We're going to follow that with a set of interesting pieces. I'm going to let Mikey talk about them because he arranged them.
Sure. The next two selections after that are part of a little suite I arranged. They are from a Bulgarian women's choir, actually. So they produced a CD in the 1980s, and it was a collection of traditional folk music, and I heard it in high school. I fell in love with it, and I thought this would be a great opportunity to play that music again because I think the bass clarinet lends itself really well to that timbre.
Well, great. We'll chat a little bit in between those selections. Get ready for the stumble of the bumble. I didn't get a chance to thank Sergeant Walco and Staff Sergeant Arbulo for your service. Sincerely, I appreciate it. And here they are once again from the Army Field Band, the Bass Clarinet Quartet. beautifully done, and you were probably imagining that bumblebee flying through the air. That's a great arrangement of that. Now you're going to hear the folk songs inspired by the Bulgarian chorus that you heard Staff Sergeant Michael Arbulo talk about before. Arbulo, I'll get that right. My apologies. Here it is. Sound great, and that was a beautiful arrangement. I have posted pictures of the bass clarinet quartet of the Army Field Band on our Facebook page, and I sent out a shout out on that page to Sergeant First Class Sarah Schramm and Master Sergeant Brian Sakawa, and I said, you know, thank you for arrangements. And then with these musicians here, I quickly changed the word to logistics because I didn't want people to think that they made the arrangements to the music that you're playing. You just sound terrific listening, and lots of folks are sending in comments and notes to say how much they're enjoying hearing you. We didn't have too much time to talk ahead of time. I think you – do you still have – are there two selections left? Am I keeping count correctly? I want to be sure – you've traveled a long way to play today. I want to be sure we get the ball in and we have time certainly for two. What would be next?
So the next thing we're going to play is an arrangement by one of our house arrangers, Paul White. The tune is called High Noon, and it's a groove tune by Chris Potter. So it's going to be the jazziest thing you hear. The record is called... it's not coming to me, but if you Google Gratitude. Chris Potter, Gratitude is the CD for Chris Potter. So this is, it's a groove tune, and let's just play some more music.
Great. And then after this song, there's a few sort of general interest questions I'd like to ask you. Nothing difficult, I promise, but just so people can understand more. That was Sergeant First Class Kevin Walco, Bethel Park proud native. And here again, the Army Field Band Bass Clarinet Quartet.
Thank you.
The bass clarinet quartet from the U.S. Army Field Band. By the way, you can go to armyfieldband.com to learn more about the quartet and also to follow their itinerary. They're in Sandusky, Ohio this evening, and then on Tuesday they'll be in Cleveland, and it's off to Indiana. This is for the entire Army Field Band, which includes these fine musicians. And you can learn more. There are other ensembles, the six-string soldiers among them and others. I was just curious, people may be wondering how your days are typically structured in terms of practice and preparation. It seems like you must do a lot of road dates, that you're on the road a lot. Can you give us a sense of that in general terms?
Sure. So we typically tour approximately about 100 days out of the year. It varies from year to year, depending on our missions that we have. So when we are traveling, we're typically going town to town. We do a lot of outreach in areas. So we've been in Pittsburgh for a couple of days. So we did the concert at Soldiers and Sailors, and we've also gone into veterans' homes and to high schools, and we're here today. So in each city that we're in, we try to do a significant amount of outreach as much as that we can to connect to the community. And then also when we're back in garrison, so we prepare for the next mission coming up. So we'll rehearse with the large concert band. We spend a fair amount of time rehearsing as a chamber ensemble and our own individual practice in addition to physical training. And we each have additional duties within the unit that we do. So I do a lot of administrative work for the unit.
And Fort Garrison is...
Oh, Fort Meade for us.
Oh,
we're stationed at Fort Meade. I'm sorry.
And, yeah. And we're in garrison?
So that's just... Army speak for where we're located, our post. So we're at Fort Meade, Maryland.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where that's our home base. So that's where okay. we meet and rehearse together. That's where our unit is stationed.
I was curious about that too. I'm honored that you're able to be here, and it's always a treat. And with radio, so many different people are listening. It's a real kick to have all of you here today. Thank you again for your service and for being with us. And what would you like to close up with?
So we're going to close out with just a very short, fun work. It's called Turkey in the Straw.
Oh.
So you'll probably recognize it.
There's an old story, if I could tell you really quickly, about a classical music announcer who... The guy after him on a public radio station did not show up, and it was a bluegrass program, and he ended up having to host it. And he goes, "You know, you just heard Rimsky-Korsakov, and now a selection entitled Turkey in the Straw on Barnyard Serenade." Kind of the old school classical announcer, but that's going to be fun to hear on your instruments. And on behalf of our audience today, thank you again
thank
for
you so
being
much.
Here. Once again, from the Army Field Band, this is the Bass Clarinet Quartet.